Well, first of all, I thank you all for coming in different colors. But, of course, the main colors is red and gold. And for me, it's easy because I just have to throw this on and got all of both colors. Welcome to St. Lutz on this special Sunday of the Pentecost Sunday. I might have shared this with you, but if not, here I am. If I'm asked to be which superhero I like to be, I probably would go for Batman. Because I just love the costumes and, you know, the dark part of Batman and so on. And at least not the current or the more modern version that I don't have to wear underpants on the outside. Now, the original Batman TV series back in the 60s, and who remember watching some of those Batman series back in the 60s or 70s? There used to be many fight scenes, okay? Many fight scenes. And Batman and Robin were trying to fight off every villain on Earth. Now, as Batman kicks the Penguin and throws the punches at the Riddlers, the movie freezes to insert an expression, right? Kabam! Or swoosh! Or ah, whatever. Things like that. Do you remember? Well, I remember when I was a kid, or young person anyway. It was comical. They were there to help us to see Batman and Robin's superior power. And then, there's Robin's humorous comments afterwards. Holy demolition, Batman. Or, holy sardine, Batman. I don't know who wrote for them. But those were the scripts then. Now, dear brothers and sisters, take a little imaginative liberty today for a moment and think about the first Pentecost Day described and read to us in the scriptures. Scene that had been narrated by Robin instead of Luke. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind come from heaven. Holy wind! They see what seemed to be tongues of fire, holy fire, splashing on the front. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, Batman. And kablam! There's the power of the Holy Spirit. That day on Pentecost was quite dramatic, quite dramatic. It's hard to conceive of the power of the Holy Spirit where we are sitting today. We may even wonder, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? What does the Holy Spirit have to do with our everyday life, or even my life? So let's understand, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Paul alone described the Holy Spirit in these ways. The Holy Spirit help us in our weaknesses. Send spiritual gifts to equip the church. Reshapes the character and temperament of believers. Yes, the Holy Spirit does all that. Now, there are three symbols from the scriptures today that tells us about the Holy Spirit. First, the Spirit is like water. Like water. Whoever believes in me, says the Bible, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within. Jesus said those words. that must have shocked the believers or the hearers then with its stunning simplicity. It contains the essence of the whole gospel passage. It's centered in a person who is Jesus Christ. It is offered to all without restriction, if anyone, it says. It is based upon human needs. If anyone is thirsty, that's the human needs. It demands a personal response. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. And it invites personal participation. That is, to drink. To drink. It is a permanent, indwelling, life-changing presence. Now, this word picture implies a flowing out from inside the believer to the lives of those who are around us. Other thirsty people will wonder, he or she used to be thirsty just like me. Where did that water come from? Where did your water come from? Dear friends, have you ever felt spiritually dry? Have you ever felt thirsty for more of Jesus? Have you ever felt empty and need to be filled? No one needs to stay dry. No one needs to stay empty. And no one needs to stay thirsty. Some of you may have visited the Middle East and that part of region. Places like the Dead Sea that cannot sustain life and sustain us because they are full of dead water. Dead water is synonymous with dead churches and dead Christians. God's river, called the Holy Spirit, can flow through our lives and quench our thirst and filling our emptiness. It is life-giving. It never runs dry. It is not stagnant. The second thing about the Holy Spirit, in Acts 2, we found that the Spirit is like wind. In the upper room, it says, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. This symbol of the Holy Spirit as God's wind ought to greatly encourage each one of us. How we need the fresh wind of the Spirit today. He alone can wake us out of our spiritual lethargy. He alone can dispel the toxic fume of unbelief and carnality. He alone can bring the sweet aroma of heaven back to our lives. The Holy Spirit does not come to solve our problem, but to create them. What do I mean by that? Think about it. Absent the coming of the Holy Spirit, the disciple could go back to each of their own profession, fishermen, tax collectors, and whatever else. But when the Holy Spirit come, they have a different path to take. They didn't return to their own profession, but follow Jesus. That's what I mean. When the Holy Spirit comes, it creates problems. The last of the Holy Spirit is like fire. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire, as some of us brought up a symbol of the tongues of fire to be in the midst of us. Fire is one of the most frequent images for God's presence with his people. God sent the tongues of fire as a sign that he was pouring out the Holy Spirit in a new and powerful way. God sent the tongues of fire as a sign that he was pouring out the Holy Spirit to each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit is God's divine agent, burning away the droughts of sin and purifying us for service. Fire represents God's presence with his people, God's protection of his people, God's cleansing of his people, God's judgment of his people, God's enablement of his people, and God's activity among his people. In closing, it can be very hard to understand what God may be doing in our lives, even on some good days. The hardest choice we have to make in life are not the choices between good and bad, but rather those what is good and better. Those are the choices we have to pray hard about. We must become open and receptive to the moving of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Be like water and the wind and a fire. As water, the Holy Spirit becomes a stream within us, overflowing to the people around us. As wind, the Holy Spirit blows across the land, awakening people to God in every nation. As fire, the Holy Spirit burns away the droughts of worldliness and fills us with holy zeal to let our light shine for Christ. Dear friends, we have to listen, we have to follow, we have to believe that with Christ all things are possible, and claim that promise that says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. May we open ourselves to the movement of the Holy Spirit in the midst, in St. Lucia, and in our homes and other places. Amen.